Om Shanti, this is the slogan from the Murli of the 28th April. Give everyone happiness and peace through your words, and you will become worthy of being praised. So this is a very big responsibility that Baba is giving us, isn't it? My words should give happiness and peace to everyone. And then, of course, we have understood from today's Murli that if those words are going to make me worthy of being praised, they would be words that are accompanied by the vibration of remembrance. My remembrance of God will enable such words to reach the mind of another, the heart of another, instead of just their ears. So words are really as important a tool for us as our behavior and our actions and our thoughts. Because I think when we first come into Gyan, our attention goes to our behavior. We begin to realize so many of the ways we behave are not powerful, they're not true. And so our attention goes there and we change. And at a second stage, we begin to understand that wrong behaviors are the result of wrong thoughts, wrong attitudes, wrong feelings. So we begin to start putting much more attention on our thoughts. But what about words? Are we aware that tools are as much, or sorry, that words are as much a tool for us in helping God create heaven as our my behaviors and my thoughts? I remember one time Dadi Jenki was saying that if you use harsh words on someone, it'll take 6 months before that person is able to forget it. 6 months. And also, the truth is that as much as karmic accounts are created through wrong behaviors, and that's why we want to be really careful about cleaning up our act, in truth, wrong words also create karmic accounts. And yet, even further, when I speak out something that I've been thinking about, we know it's bad enough to be thinking about these things. But have we understood how much worse everything gets if I start speaking out my thoughts? Some people believe that if you speak out your thoughts, speak out your feelings, then you are lightened of a burden. But the opposite is true. If I start talking about the thoughts that circle in my head, I'm speaking here of negative thoughts, what happens is that I amplify the space and the strength of the thoughts about that subject. So if I have a comment or a gossip or a criticism about someone and that's going on in my head, if I bring that into words, the thoughts about that will increase in their size and their intensity, which means I'm putting myself into a very dangerous position of getting trapped by my thoughts. And we know that wrong thoughts also create karmic accounts. So we need to put our attention on words, don't we? Baba has given indications from time to time about what our words should be like. We've all seen that slogan, speak less, speak softly, speak sweetly. I wonder how many of us are paying attention to this. This realization that the right use of words is just this, to bring people closer to the truth, to bring minds and hearts closer to the truth, not just ears, to bring them closer to an experience of that peace and happiness. Because if I look at the reality of it, there's just still so much talking going on. So much talking. And then, what is the caliber of the words? It's as if it's just become a habit to talk a lot, to talk at a very ordinary level, not to mention wasteful or negative. So how are we going to break into that? Change what's become almost an automatic dynamic. As soon as we think, we speak. Or without even thinking, we're speaking. As if the automatic pilot is just talk, keep talking, without any realization of the power of the word, or at least the power we Brahmins can be putting into words, and how much words are a tool for the part that we play. Personally, I think what I'm inspired to do with a slogan like this is a lot more very deliberate checking. You know, like in the beginning, we used to start deliberately checking our behaviors and then deliberately checking our thoughts. I'm going to start deliberately checking my words. Every hour, every few hours, maybe 3 times a day, what I just said, did I need to say that? And if it was something that was useful to be said, did I use the right words? Not to mention, of course, the most important thing. Before I opened my mouth, did I check that I had Baba with me? In which case, certainly, there'd be so much less talking, and the right words would be there. To check this with honesty and then to change it. Because this honesty is also going to be an important step, isn't it? Because if we really look at the quality of our speech, our speaking, I think we would find that there's still a lot of selfishness in our world. There's a psychologist who's also a BK who was sharing with me a while ago her realization of what we're really doing when we allow ourselves to criticize others, make comments about others, correct others. She was noticing that this is actually an expression of selfishness. As if I need them to change, I need them to be corrected, because that makes me feel better. Even if I am right and they are wrong, I need them to be right, because that's what makes me feel good. So much criticizing, commenting, complaining. None of those respect the reason we've been given the facility called language. Imagine. What will language be like in the golden age? And the confluence age is the time to train for that. Or, if I can't imagine the golden age communications, I'm just seeing Bubba's Merleys. Every single word uses the tool so powerfully. Every word of his fulfills the aim of bringing us closer to truth, bringing us closer to the experience of truth. And I imagine Brahma Baba, and how, even though he was very entertaining, he made jokes with the children, still there would be so much innocence in his every word. No neediness. Using words to fulfill conscious and unconscious needs still existing in the soul. So, give everyone happiness and peace through your words. It's so beautiful how we are going to accomplish that. Whole new relationship with this dynamic called words. And truly, we are going to become those who are worthy of being praised.